Officials from the United States joined President Salva Kiir, state and national officials from South Sudan, to officially open the brand new road at the Lilio Bridge, 26 kilometers south of Juba. The road stretches to Nimule at the Ugandan border, where it meets the highway to Kampala, which in turn runs through Kenya to the port of Mombasa. All of South Sudan's fuel and most of its produce and goods come from Uganda and Kenya. The government hopes the new road will make trade with the two countries faster and cheaper. The construction of the road cost $225 million and was funded by the United States Agency for International Development, USAID. At the inauguration, President Salva Kiir thanked the American people for supporting South Sudan throughout years of civil war and most recently in the years following the peace agreement.
Since God created this nation, we have never seen a tarmac road just as this. But it is so happened today that we have a tarmac road from Juba to Nimule. During our peace negotiation with the government of Sudan and the SPLM, America was one of the midwives attending to the birth of the new child. And they are the ones who brought this peace to South Sudan. America did not leave us alone after the peace agreement. Instead, they came to live and say, let us help the people of South Sudan. That is why they constructed this road to us.
Before the road was built, traders and travelers coming to and from Uganda had to drive long hours over potholes and dirt tracks to reach Nimule. The new road will allow them to make the stretch between the border and the capital in just a few hours. But the improved road comes at the risk of high-speed accidents along the route. President Kiir urged motorists to drive safely.
Please, people of South Sudan, and all those that will use this road.
Please, people of South Sudan, and all those who will use this road, take care of yourself first. Don't pretend to hurry in order to reach quickly. No, drive slowly so that you reach faster, because if you drive slowly, you will reach safe. If you overspeed, you will never reach.
U.S. Ambassador Susan Page says the road is vital for South Sudan's economy. During the event, she announced that the U.S. government would help fund road maintenance for the next year due to South Sudan's austerity measures.
This road literally paves the way to South Sudan's future.
Page says the U.S. government will continue to help South Sudan maintain the road for 1 year, after which South Sudanese officials will take responsibility for the road. For VOA News, I am Michael Onyego in Juba.